T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He pitched an awesome game. Kept his pitch count really down. I think he had 50 after 4 and he was 100 after 8, right? So he basically repeated what he did. He felt good, so we sent him back out. But I told him I would have a short leash, right, because I don't want his pitch count to get too high.
Last night, he sent Aaron Nola back out for the ninth inning. And I thought it was the right move. I was actually listening to the game at that point, and it was after the eighth inning, and it seemed like Nola was trying to, I don't know if he was talking his way back in the game in the ninth, but he was certainly having conversations with Joe Girardi, so Joe sent him back out. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, he did give up a run in the bottom of the ninth inning, but Knable came in and got the save, or it wasn't even a save situation, just came in and finished him off. Phils win 4-1. And it was a good win. They split the series. So it would have been nice if they would have won, you know, three of them. But you split the series. Now you focus on trying to get 2 or 3 from the Mets this weekend.
Yeah. You avoided a disaster down there in Atlanta, because losing 3 out of 4 down there would have been a disaster. So you salvaged the series by at least getting the split. And let's see if you can get 2 out of 3 in New York. You know, let's see if you can get 2 out of 3 in New York. So you know, Aaron Nola pitching well, that certainly was a good sign, even though you want to have him this weekend. You know, I thought the bats came to life for the most part. You know, they have to be able to take on teams in this division and find ways to gain ground, you know, not just on the Mets in first place. I know they'll be taking on the Mets this weekend, but, you know, taking advantage of this division. You know, right now, you're the second best team in this division. Play like it. It's between you and Atlanta right now as the second best team in this division. And looking at Atlanta through those 4 games, I don't see anything with the Braves where I'm like, yeah, they are clearly better than the Phillies.
No, that's where you have to win 3 or 4 against it. Now you're on the road, mm-hmm. so you'll take the 2-2. But to your point, you're 3 games under 500. Like, just start winning games. Don't, like, the focus on the Mets. Forget about that.
Right.
Get to 500.
Well, I mean, they got to focus on the Mets because they're playing them right now.
Well, yeah, this weekend. Yes. But just worry about winning games. Get to 500. Get a little bit over 500. We said we would get to Memorial Day weekend. And then now we're kind of reassessing. And it's like, all right, obviously not a great first couple months of the season. But I do still see some upside from this team.
Yeah, but the frustrating part with the team is they won't just allow you to not pay attention to them. In other words, they aren't bad enough to where you can just go ahead and close the door on the rest of the season. You know, the thing about baseball, you can, if you get hot for a week or two, you know, you're right back in this thing.
Stack some wins, yeah.
I mean, you're right back in this thing. And to be fair, they have played a little bit of a tough schedule. They got the Mets this weekend. They got the Angels coming in next weekend. So at some point, this thing has to let up, and they get to play, you know, the Nationals and some of the other teams, the Reds and some of these other teams that aren't very good. And that's where you got to stack your wins. That's where you go on the 8 out of 12. It's hard to do that when you have to play the Mets, the Dodgers, the Padres, and then the Angels. You're not going to go on these 7-8 game win streaks against those types of teams.
Do it against the bad teams.
Yeah, you take advantage of the bad teams. And they have to get to a point in their schedule where they have a few of those series against bad teams coming up, and that's where they really have to get fat. I mean, that's where you feast at, right there.
Yep. Starting pitching again, the strength of the Phillies. Jack, one of their five starters with an ERA over 4, and it's Ranger Suarez at 4.74. Everybody else under 4, mm-hmm. which in modern Major League Baseball, that's excellent. Now, they could get the bullpen around a little bit, but so far, so good. If you look at the positives, the offense hasn't hit yet. I think everybody agrees that as we go deeper in the summer, it's going to start to hit. Bryce has been great. And the starting pitching's been really good. Now I just got to figure out this bullpen thing right there. How you feel, Jackie? You buying or selling the Phillies?
I'm buying. The thing is that was annoying about last night is that second time this week he's used Knebel in a not safe situation. So if you're not gonna, if he's not gonna pitch 3 days in a row, what if you need him Saturday? So then you have a big series against the Mets. Like, I don't know.
You're wasting. You can't go three in a row. You're wasting a game.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, like, I understand it's important to get the win. They've blown a lot of saves this year, but I would have tried to let Nola work his way through that just so you can at least use Knebel this weekend. If it gets tighter, I understand putting him back out there. But
I Knebel's shaky.
Yeah, he's shaky.
And he's the one who gave up the run with the wild pitch.
Yep.
I mean, I know Nola was charged with it because his guy got the hit and was on base. But I'm not confident in Corey Knebel right now. I'm just not. I'm not. And Nola, man, I was like, man, you are playing with fire having him out here in this ninth inning. Thank God it's a four-run lead that you have to play with. But he knew he wasn't going to give him much of a leash going out there in that ninth inning. And he didn't. And he didn't. So I think, and this is not some pity party for Joe Girardi, but his hands are tied, man. His hands are tied. Like, we want him to preserve a win at all costs. But at the same time, we wanted to think about the series coming up.
Well, if he puts in Nick Nelson and Nick Nelson loses, blows the lead, you know what we're talking about right now.
We're having a fit today.
So he goes to his best. He feels it gives him the best chance to get out of there.
Even though it's not a save situation.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, they got to win.
They got it.
But to Jack's point, if you're not going to pitch him 3 days in a row, if he pitches tonight, then he's unavailable on Saturday. And then you have Nick Nelson out there working or somebody.
He's damned if he do, he's damned if he doesn't.
Today's show brought to you by Chiggy's and Pete's. Memorial Day weekend's here. Free Toll Friday is back. Pete's paying your toll at the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza. It's 5 to 6 tonight. So if you're headed down the shore, literally they do this, Ike. They're driving. They pull over to the side of the road to wait till 5 o'clock so
smart.
They can get through.
Smart.
Because Pete's paying for it, damn it.
Put it on Pete's tab.
Yes.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, we do. We definitely do.
Appreciate it, Pete.
Crab fries, pizza, you eat your salmon.
Yeah, appreciate it, Pete.
Whatever, salads.
Love you for it.
All right, Herb in Northeast Philly joins us. Herb, how are you, buddy? What's up?
All right, what's happening, boys?
Happy, how you doing,
what's
Herb?
What's up, Herb?
Happy Memorial Day. Let's hope that everything is good this weekend. We won't have no trouble in the USA.
Man, you're not kidding. Herb, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm working. I was supposed to work today, but they canceled. Tomorrow I got to work and Sunday.
So. No picnics this weekend, Herb?
No picnics, unless you're inviting me up to your place.
I am not, but I'm not having a picnic, and I wouldn't want to invite you to my aunt's house. But if I did invite you, what would you want on your plate at a Memorial Day picnic?
What would you bring to the picnic?
Yeah, a couple burgers, a hot dog, you know.
So you like baked beans, chips, coleslaw?
Anything you got.
Fruit salad?
Yeah.
What do you bring, like, to Ike's question? What would you bring if Ike invited you to his house for a Memorial Day picnic? What would
you
bring?
You got to bring something.
I'd bring him some ribs or something, you know? Or
you can't bring him ribs.
Chicken. Why are you trying to bring him brother ribs? Like, yeah, come on, man. Let's bring a side dish. Who the hell taking ribs to somebody? I ain't bringing ribs to a damn barbecue.
You bring a dessert. You bring a fruit salad. You bring a side dish.
I hope
dish.
The ribs are there when I get there.
Yeah, that's what you're cooking.
Yes.
Big steak. Hey, did you know that
ribs and steaks?
Called you yesterday, and he was on that 12:45 show.
Who?
You know that? Yesterday.
Who was?
Who called?
OG Wade was on with Joe Camerata 12:45 yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been calling them up.
All right.
He
calls
them
back
twice a day, you know.
Well, he doesn't – listen, Wade doesn't have an exclusive contract with us, right? Like, he can call the other shows. I feel like he's branded on the Marks and Reese show. But if he calls the other shows, we're fine with that. We don't have to have him being exclusive with us.
He's all right. It's just
as long as you don't call another show.
Oh, you know why he's mad? Because they won't take his phone call. That's what it is, Jack.
Wait and see. The biggest thing right now – is wait and see. We got to get the protection, okay? Yeah, the protection to throw the ball. We got to open up some holes. I see this offense. I'm looking at like 55, could be anywhere from 50 to 55% throwing the ball and anywhere from 45 to 50 running the ball.
Oh, okay.
But it depends on what team you're playing. There's some teams that are good against the run, and other teams that are not good against the run.
That's true.
So every week is going to be a different week. So,
that's true,
you know, there's going to be days where he can throw four touchdowns, and the next week he might only throw two touchdowns, and he runs three touchdowns in. So
in the same that's game. A great idea.
Every week is different, okay, in the NFL.
Right. So right now, Herb, if you had to venture a guess on Jalen Hurts this year, how many passing touchdowns does he have?
We got 17 games.
Yep.
We got two elusive wide receivers and a couple other guys that are going to, you know, move the sticks.
Right.
I think he should be able to get somewhere around 35 to 42 touchdowns.
Bull.
35 to 42 passing touchdowns.
Plus the running touchdowns. So, listen, Herb, if he averaged three touchdowns a game, that would be 51 total touchdowns. Do you think he can get to that?
I'm looking at 2 to 3 a game. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. All right.
You know,
an MVP season here.
Sounds like it.
You know, the Cowboys have been running their mouth a lot. What's his name was running his mouth yesterday. You know, they've been talking a lot of stuff down there in Texas, you know.
Who was that, Dak? Dak's been talking? Yeah.
And they're trying to get the running back from, you know, the dude from San Fran. They were
Debo. Debo Samuel, ago. Yeah. Yeah, Debo still wants to get paid.
Debo wants to be a Cowboy. That's what it seemed like.
Well, Debo wants to get a contract with somebody. Maybe it's the Cowboys. I don't know who it is. All right, Herb, listen, man, have a safe weekend, all right?
Yeah, you too. No problem. You going to be up there next Friday?
At Chickies?
I'm going to shave my Ike. I just bought a new pair of Harden sneaks today over at Cherry Hill and Debo. Got a
Harden sneaks?
It was 140, and with my points with Adidas, I only paid $58, man.
Really?
Yeah, they're high top. Shoes, yeah, they're Hardens, man.
Are they black, white, and red?
No, wait. These are the wild stuff that you wild see.
So I have a bunch of them up here. Are they like neon colors? Blue?
Next Friday, I'm gonna make you wait. The next Friday.
All right. Well, we'll wait.
Okay. I'm sure you have a sweatsuit to match them.
That's a major league tease there for next Friday, Herb. People are gonna be be waiting with bated breath. Thank you, Herb.
For the Harden 15s, what are they?
Man, I don't care how cool they look.
Like, what are they? The Harden 15s?
No,
what are they?
No way in damn hell that I'm buying James Harden sneakers.
I don't care what
they look like.
I'm out on that.
I'm out. I will not be in next Friday, by the way.
A pair of bearded Hardens. You won't be in next Friday?
I will not.
You're out?
What am I doing next
Friday? What the hell's going on next Friday?
Oh, I have a daddy daughter dance.
Oh, okay.
What, from 2 to 6?
No, it's at I think it's at 5:30 or it's at whatever. I
got to get prepared for it. And yeah, Jack doesn't have kids. I've done the daddy daughter dance.
Yeah, no, I have to. There's actually, when I agreed to do it, which I was more than happy to do, because my kids wanted to do it. I didn't realize that there'd be practice every week. And that there would be dress rehearsals on Wednesday and Thursday.
I didn't do all of that.
And we still don't really know what we're doing, or at least I don't really know what I'm doing.
Is that like a contest?
No, I mean, I got to know the dance I'm doing.
Oh.
And there's a video that they have, but like we got to practice doing the video. And then they have the dress rehearsal because they have their own routine that they do. And then the dads come in.
Yeah.
And they do the dad portion of it.
I did not do any of that.
No, you didn't.
I don't remember that.
You just went to the recital.
We went to the dance. That's all I know, I think.
Right.
I mean, we got dressed up, went to the dance. I don't remember going to rehearsal.
So you probably did this at school, right? It was See, ours is they go to ballet.
And some fancy schmancy.
They go to a dance school. Yeah.
Got you.
So they go to dance class, and then part of it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so I won't be able to see Herb's heart.
What's your outfit?
It's a black suit.
I was looking for my pictures. I don't know.
Your pictures?
Yeah, I think I do. That was so long ago. I mean, I don't know if that was this phone.
You'd have to go through 10,000 pictures.
Yeah. 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 Because that's what? Fourth grade?
I would say that end of elementary school is probably.
Yeah, fourth or fifth grade, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a black suit, and then I'm going to probably do a pink tie one night, and then a blue tie the other night, just to kind of.
Oh, it's two nights.
It's yes.
Oh yeah, you're doing something fancy schmancy. Yeah,
it's Saturday afternoon, and then it's Friday night.
Gotcha.
And then there's dress rehearsals on Wednesday and Thursday,
mm-hmm.
which is Awesome. So I have 4 days in a row of getting ready to dance.
There you go.
Jack, are you a good dancer?
I can see I'm too top heavy.
Yeah, you are top heavy.
I'm an earth stomper when I move out there.
Earth stomper.
So if Uptown Funk came on at a wedding, would you venture out on the dance floor? What gets you going on the dance floor?
Play that funky music, white boy.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about right there.
No, I need some Ike juice to really feel confident
we
out
all
there.
Do.
But
that,
I try.
Well, that's the problem about the damn daddy-daughter dance is that there is no Ike juice.
Right.
It's Ike punch. It's punch in there is what you're drinking.
Sugar.
Fruit punch. Yeah, sugar, yes.
Too much sugar. All right. Well, Ike, the man of the hour is here.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Pete is going to be paying your tolls on the Atlantic City Expressway, the Egg Harbor Toll Plaza. Pete, I thought it was I still call it the $3 tolls because that's what it used to be.
I wish you were right.
I didn't. What's up, brother?
Nah, man, what's going on?
So, listen, earlier we told all the tractor-trailer drivers to just do circles between 4 and 5, go to the next exit, come back around, go back through the tolls, come back around.
Good friend that you are.
What's up, Pete? Congratulations. It's great. It's great to be back down here.
Yes.
Last 2 years, we had obviously because of COVID, we haven't been able to do it. And a sense of normalcy is coming back. And this just shows it right here.
It feels normal.
Yeah, it
feels
does.
Normal. And, we're doing it like we said. Tractor trailers aren't so great with the $19.10 a piece. But it's a 440 toll. We're happy to do it. Just to bring remembrance to Memorial Day, what it's for, what it stands for the people who went before us and fought in wars and gave us a free world. You know, that's mostly free, and that's what we're all about. But we have all our places, Chickie and Pete's, throughout the weekend. You could buy a Bud Light or a Mick Ultra Draft, and we will give $1 to the Patriot Fund for every
that's
single
awesome.
Beer. So there's many steps into this weekend. It's why we do this. And I really enjoy standing outside, although today it's going to be a little bit difficult. But standing out there when the people are coming through the toll.
Do they beep at you when they see you?
Yeah. They beep. They scream. They thank me. They pull over. They're pulling over today. But they're high-fiving me. It's really enjoyable to see that you could reap. You reap the benefit of making people happy. You know, some people, they don't even, they just read it and go, well, what's this all about? But for my customers, they kept us open for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. It's very important because, you know, we were open for 2 years when it was really difficult for a lot of businesses.
Sure. Yeah.
And I just want to say thank you to them and thank you for everyone. Everybody have a great summer and enjoy themselves. Now, we have places down the shore, which is, of course, one of the other attractive things.
Where are you down the shore?
We have Wildwood Boardwalk, two places on the boardwalk, the Crab Frights. And then we have Ocean City Boardwalk, two places. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Chicken Pete's Egg Harbor Township, which is right here on the Black Horse Pike, which also has sports, not sports betting, but has paramutual, so you could bet horses there.
Nice.
Yes, I remember that. We did the Kentucky Derby
before
down there.
One of the big races. Yeah,
that's nice. Yep. And then, of course, the big one in the Tropicana with sports.
Oh, what a beautiful location
I seen
that,
that
is.
One. I haven't
oh,
seen
man,
that
look,
one.
You got right on the beach. Canada.
You're right on the beach.
Right on the beach.
Oh, yeah. Ocean front. You know, the boardwalk right by. You can walk off the boardwalk into the place. So it's too multi-level. And you can walk, look outside. So, I mean, I never had ocean front before. My parents would have been like turning over. Ocean front. You're supposed to get a bedroom at that, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up the pandemic. I remember early on when we would do the Friday shows, because obviously you guys were only open for takeout. And I remember being like, Chickies and Pete's open for takeout. Get all your Chickies and Pete's. Because at that point, you're trying to keep people employed. You're trying to keep people back in your kitchen. You're treading water, just trying to stay alive there.
Yeah, and the most important part was keeping people to work.
Yep.
I mean, they have responsible for people, for families. They have mortgages, rents that people had to pay. And we did. We were able to keep our
staff.
We
got through it.
You know, we got through it, but it was because of customers like yourself and the different patrons that came in and spent some, you know, money during that time. That was, we didn't know what was going to happen, if you remember. Like, you didn't know
where
this disease was taking us.
I always wanted to ask you, right, and I know how humble you are and thankful you are at where you are and how your business has grown. I've been here since 98, and I remember the first time I went into Chickies and Pete's, and the first time I heard about Chickies and Pete's, we used to go out on the north to the one on the in the northeast.
Yeah, Boulevard.
On the Boulevard.
Yeah.
And I remember Brian Mitchell.
Brian Mitchell.
We used to go out there, man, and B. Mitch at sometimes would pick up
and
the
Deuce.
Tab. Yeah, and Deuce. And they would pick up the tab, and I wasn't big into seafood, but that's where I got my first taste of it. So, I always want to ask you, how proud you must feel to be synonymous with this city. Like when people from out of town talk about landmark places in the city of Philadelphia that they want to make sure they go visit, they want to go see, Chickies and Pete's is always on the list, man. And that has to make you feel good.
Well, it means everything to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's more important than the dollars is the notoriety that we have and the synonymous with Chickie and Pete's and Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. I'm a proud Philadelphian. I never lived anywhere else but Philadelphia. I didn't go away to college. I didn't go I didn't do anything, but just I'm like,
you've been here.
Just this loop. I just did this loop within about 150 miles. That's about it. And so to me, being a Philadelphian and sounding like a Philadelphian and work, you know, enjoying Philadelphia things is what I'm all about.
Yeah.
So for me, it's important to go to the high school in Philadelphia. I mean, Horsham's not far, don't get me wrong, or Hatboro, but
Willow Grove.
That's where I live now. So but I really enjoy being part of Philadelphia. I enjoy going to other towns and say, and go on vacation or something, and they go, where are you from? From Philadelphia. They go, did you ever hear of Chickie and Pete's?
Yeah.
And I'm like, as a matter of fact,
that's awesome.
Did you ever hear of Toll Free Friday?
Well, Pete Cherokee is here, and he's getting ready. After he leaves here, he's going to stretch, and there's a dressing room for you. You're going
to
go back there and do a little sparring.
Get ready
or whatever.
To go, yeah.
And if your GPS is set and you're going to pass the Farley Plaza, just slow down. Because at 5 o'clock is when you want to get past here, so you can get the free.
Yeah,
right,
so babe? At 4:55, do what most people do: they pull over to the side of the road, and they just put their four ways on, and then at 5 o'clock they start coming through. I'll tell you what: the other day at Parks Casino, Chickie and Pete's and Parks,
we're
in there, and a guy came in, and he says, "You know, I always go down the shore on Memorial Day weekend."
Right.
He said, "But this year I'm not going. We decided not to go down this weekend, and I was wondering, could you take the $440 off my bill?" You know, like, it doesn't work that way,
right,
bro. You know,
he wanted to get credit for the toll.
Just take the ride down. Yeah, he just go by and just make a U-turn and come back. How's that? You know.
Well, there you have it.
Only in Philadelphia.
Only in Philly. And don't forget,
Philadelphia,
Tractor Trailers,
huh?
Take your time. Don't come.
Wait till 6:01. Pete, always an honor and a pleasure to do this.
Yes,
we look forward to it every year.
You guys are very good to me, and I'm glad to have you as friends. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, you're great to us, brother.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Go get ready. It looks like you get a break in the rain out there, maybe a little bit of rain.
I slowed up a little bit.
All right.
There
we'll get
take
up there.
Your
there
umbrella, man. Don't mess that hair up. You still have
pants
hair.
I have on now.
They're still looking
they
good.
They are the second pair of pants he has on.
There he is. All right, we'll come back, 215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. We're live at the Farley Toll Plaza as Chickies and Pete's. And Pete, Free Toll Friday is back. Pete's paying your toll today from 5 to 6 p.m. It is a Memorial Day tradition. We'll come back with your phone calls, Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, Shore stuff. Also, the Phillies had to make a move today, a roster move. What did they make? Who could be going down saying goodbye? We'll tell you that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, if you're thinking about snacking on anything other than a tasty cake, you're making a huge mistake. A melted milkshake? Come on, mistake. Crumbly, sticky s'mores? That's a bigger mistake. Worst of all, you resort to baking. Come on now, we know we can't bake. If it's not a tasty cake, it's a miscake, because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy chocolate peanut butter candy cake. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. We're live from the Farley Toll Plaza. Mm-hmm. And today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. It's that time of year to start thinking about dads and grads. Give dad the gift he wants, a Chickies and Pete's gift card, or let Chickies cater your graduation party. Chickies and Pete's has it all. There you go.
They have it all in there everywhere.
Including Kansas City and Vegas. Yeah, you can't escape them. Airport, ballpark. Yes. Everywhere, and we appreciate that. Down the shore, many locations down the shore. Oh, yeah. The Tropicana location is unbelievable.
I've been there, yes. Yeah. See, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. All right, so we had teased this before. They needed to free up a roster spot because Bailey Falter is the starting pitcher for tonight, right, Jack?
Yes.
So they got to send somebody down, mm-hmm. or they have to, you know, take somebody off the designated for assignment or whatever. So it appears and it seems like, Jack, that it could be Jose Alvarado, which is crazy because he was thought to be one of their high-leverage relievers in the back of their bullpen. So what, he goes down for a short stint and then comes back up?
Yeah,
so Falter can get the start?
Yeah, send him down, I don't know, like keep him fresh, I guess, and in 10 days probably comes back up here. I don't think we're saying bye to Jose Alvarado, but it is interesting because he was one of their high-leverage-ish guys. And, yeah, to completely send him down is a pretty bold move. Mm-hmm. Or he's hurt, which you don't know yet.
Or he's hurt, right. But it didn't seem like that was the case, although he didn't. Did Joe go to him in the previous games? Because he didn't go to him when he put Nick Nelson back out there. So maybe he was protecting Alvarado.
Well, he went to him. He pulled Ranger for him the other night, okay. and completely blew up. So maybe he was hurt heading into that game.
Could be, but regardless, he could be. He seems like he might be the odd man out one way or another. So there you go. All right, we have a weekend series against the Mets. How are you feeling about this weekend against the Mets? The Mets been playing well, Jack. I know you were scoreboard watching a couple days
ago. Well, Gabe took two or three from them this week, so that's good to see.
There you go, Gabe.
Yeah, Gabe's always helping us out.
I am not feeling good about this series, but I want to keep my fingers crossed and hope that they can get two out of three and hope that they don't get swept.
Yep. Well, there you go.
So, I mean, if I'm being honest, I would have felt much better had they taken three out of four from Atlanta. And I don't know, we certainly aren't getting Nola. We're going to get Zach Wheeler in this series?
So Falter is just – hold on. So who's starting tonight, Jack?
Bailey Falter is going to start tonight.
So it's not going to be Eflin as
no.
– okay, so it's Falter tonight. Then who's going
– It should be Wheeler.
It should be Wheeler. Where does Eflin get penciled in here?
Well, I think they push back Gibby. Yeah, so it goes Falter, Eflin, Wheeler Sunday night.
Okay.
Wheeler is Sunday
night. Okay, okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's perfect. All right, well – I mean, here's one good thing. You don't look at a matchup and say, "Oh, that starting pitcher sucks." We got, you know what I mean? Like, at
right.
least the starting pitchers are
sure.
going to keep you in the game.
I'm more concerned about us hitting.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And if we weren't on the road, I'd be really concerned. But that's like the pitchers. I've got, for some strange reason, I got less anxiety worrying about them starting.
Plenty
now,
of
the bullpen is different, but the starters, I don't have that anxiety with them.
No. No, they've been really good.
Yep.
They have. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of graduation presents in the area online. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We asked the question, it's Memorial Day weekend. Are you buying or selling the Phillies a quarter way through the season? 61.9% selling the Phillies like Reese.
Is that down?
Yes.
I thought that was higher earlier.
It was. It was like 65. Well, it's okay. Back up to 62% here. This is changing live, like when NBC Sports Philadelphia has the live poll,
right?
And it swings in a major way. Well, it is swinging. All right, back to the phones. We have lots to talk about with Sam and King of Prussia. Sam, are you in West Virginia today? You call from a different state every day. How are you?
No, I'm back in King of Prussia. I'm actually going to get to see my wife tonight, so I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
I know, yeah. Thank you so much for this honor. No, I got to tell you guys, being on hold was an emotional roller coaster for me because Jack was like, you're next, and that was after Herb, and I was completely thrown off by Herb for obvious reasons. I feel like I need an adult whenever I hear him talk. And then you guys gave me Pete, which made me at least compose myself again. But then Jack, you guys threw me for a loop because now Jose Alvarado is going down, which is, you know, my feelings about Jose Alvarado are not – really that great. I was begging for him to have an unavailable day, and it didn't seem like it was ever happening. Is Familia still around, though?
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually one of your high-leverage guys.
Yeah, so why does he never get a day where he's not available? Is that out of his contract? Like, that would be great if we could get
Well, no, actually, the day that they wouldn't put Knebel in, he had also pitched 2 days in a row, so he was unavailable.
Oh, well. All right. Well,
I believe, right, Jack? He wasn't available to pitch that day.
Yeah, it was Familia Sir Anthony Knebel the day that they blew the game.
Yeah.
So first thing, I just wanted to say a Sixers thing. I was going to call yesterday. Jack knows what happened. Ike, I respect you so much, but you were making me so angry with your pro-Joel-ness.
Yeah.
That I had to actually hang up. I didn't want to go at you about it because I respect you so much.
Aww.
So we're just gonna chalk that up for another day. Memorial Day is coming up. Let's not fight.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what happened, but I did not.
He lost his call.
I guess my hand's not even on the mouse, so I couldn't have done.
Yeah,
it.
Pause. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people didn't. A lot of people didn't necessarily, you know, agree with my stance on Joel. I get it. I got that in my Twitter mentions, so I understood that.
Yeah, Pete.
Yeah, I understood that.
It's probably a minority, but it's not a huge minority.
No.
People are a little upset.
Yeah, and I understood that.
What
I understood that. It's frustrating. He's frustrating. They lost in the second round, and he's doing this whole Jimmy Butler thing again.
Yep.
That's all. I get it.
That's it. Yeah, we'll keep it light today. We'll keep it light today. Because there was a quarterback that was working out for a team yesterday. I'm ready to add him to the Eagles roulette wheel.
Oh,
quarterback roulette wheel.
Hey, listen, I'm okay to discuss anything you want to discuss. It don't matter to me. I mean, I don't think to me the thing with Joel, the way I looked at it is that the overreaction to it. It's one thing to say, well, initially that irritated me when that happened, but to I don't know, like, you want to get rid of the guy? We're not going to win with the guy anymore? Like part of it is you have to understand Joel Embiid and not take offense to it. Like, that's really what it is. That's just him. That's just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I also understand people haven't gotten over them losing to Miami and him being injured again. So I think there's a lot of emotion carried from that than to what actually happened the night of the game. Because it didn't create a firestorm like, oh, my goodness, Joel Embiid wants to be traded. Like, that's not it. All it did was some Twitter talk for a few moments. That's all it was. That's all it was.
Yeah, I was annoyed by him again. But I'm not trading him right now. I had some people that were pitching me on trades and in the DMs, and I'm like, yeah, but like you're still losing in the second round and you're not as good, right? Like you can trade Joel Embiid for all these different pieces, and yeah, maybe you're losing in the second round, but you got no chance with Joel Embiid. If you can actually get a player to play beside him, you have a chance.
Let me tell you, the Nets are about to find out that if they decide to go against Kevin Durant and trade away the reason why he came to Brooklyn, which is Kyrie Irving, the Nets will be back to being the Nets.
Yeah, because he's gonna leave the first chance that he can.
No doubt. He's going to leave immediately. Yeah, he's going to force his way up out of there. So you're not going to have Kyrie or KD. Good luck with that.
Well, they have Ben.
Exactly, yeah.
They still have one star.
You know how mad Durant's going to be if it's him and Ben?
Yeah, no, Kyrie's his guy.
Yep.
That's his guy. You don't trade away the guy who basically got the guy to come here. Right? Like, he only came to Brooklyn because of Kyrie.
To play with
Kyrie,
there. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Are you going to turn around and trade away Kyrie Irving? Yeah, that's – the Nets don't know what they're doing.
Could we trade James Harden and what else can we trade, dude? For Kevin Durant?
Yeah, they don't want James Harden. Remember, he just left them in the lurch.
Tobias. yeah, Tobias and James Harden, and we'll throw in Thybulle for Kevin Durant. Who says no, Jack?
I'll throw in everybody on his roster except for Joel Embiid for Kevin Durant, including Tyrese Maxey.
Maybe Doc.
For all you Maxey lovers, yeah. I'll trade him right now for Kevin Durant. Wouldn't think twice.
Yeah. I would hope that even the biggest Maxey fan in the world wouldn't contest that. I like Maxey too, and yeah. I would have been wrong to trade Maxey for Harden or whatever. All right, Dan in Mayfair has a comment on OG Wade, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Dan in Mayfair, how are you, buddy? What's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas? Howdy there, fellas. I was wanting to do that.
Okay. What's up, Justin in Mayfair?
Yeah, Justin in Mayfair. Right. John, you're absolutely right, though. It's down the shore. I don't know what the other guy was talking about.
He's the one guy in this entire area that disputes it.
I don't know. That's the first time I heard that. So I've always called. I've lived in the Northeast my entire, you know, existence.
What shore you go to, Dan?
Sea Isle, mostly. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just because my wife's people, they got digs down there, so that's what we've been going to lately,
right,
past
on
decade or so. Yes, but let me say this. I like to refer to myself as a self-proclaimed disciple of OG Wade. Yeah. And he,
okay.
I would say he's not only the best caller on your show, but I would contend that he's the best caller for in the entire station. Over all the shows, just because of the I appreciate the service he's doing for the Eagles and for Jalen Hurts.
So something tells me you're a Jalen Hurts fan. He's doing a service for the Eagles. Yeah.
Bingo. Yeah. Because look at this. Yeah, I'm partial to Jalen ever since the Saints game in 2020. I said that's my guy right there. But
did you refer to him as the Duke?
No, I didn't call him the Duke. No.
Okay,
well, that's what Wade calls him.
Calls him
so fall in line. If you're going to follow Wade, you better start using the same terminology, Dan.
Okay, that's a good point. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Okay, the Duke. Okay. I never seen that movie, but I got you. So I look at it this way. Like, okay, so like with the LTBB, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine a world, like imagine, you know, 2019, late 2018, even beginning of 2020 season. Imagine like a world without the LTBB. Just think about it for a second. Mm-hmm. Like Carson was already on the ropes. Like without like the community support that the LTBB offered Carson, mm-hmm. like Carson would have got thrown to the wolves in like 2019, 2020 for sure. Like early 2020 for sure. Even after the Super Bowl. Like I don't know what happened to him after the Super Bowl, but if it wasn't for community investment by the LTBB, yeah. I don't know what would have happened to Carson, like, because he was already on the ropes.
Sure. I mean, that's what we do, protect our quarterback.
And that's what you're doing.
He was our starting quarterback.
That's what you're doing with Jalen as a disciple.
And that's what you're doing right now? Yeah.
Well, listen, I don't know how it is in other cities, because, you know, I've only lived in Philly, but you know, the Eagles are under such a microscope here, and especially the quarterback, like everything gets super, super scrutinized. Yep. And without the support of a solid community behind you, like it's a cold world out there, and I don't want to see that happen to Jalen. So I think, you know, like I said, I appreciate what OG Wade is doing. You know, it should be like LOG. WB,
yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
we tried that. See, here's the thing that I love about OG Wade and people like Dan. They actually admired the LTBB. They just didn't like Wentz.
Right.
So they admire the fact that there is a support group behind the quarterback. But you don't like it if you don't necessarily like the quarterback. Right. Like Joe Giglio would love it if I was to commit to create the LTBB for Jalen.
Right, there's a lot of disciples of Joe Giglio with Jalen Hurts.
He's doing
what you did with Carson Wentz. The difference is you're supporting Jalen Hurts and you supported Carson Wentz.
Because I support the Eagles quarterback.
Right.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get it. That was sort of a tip of the cap to me. Even though they didn't like who we were supporting.
Oh, that was absolutely Dan was tipping his cap towards you.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jack, when did you ever think you were going to hear that OG Wade had disciples that were calling in to say that they were disciples of OG Wade?
Well, frankly, it took long enough. I mean, he's been calling every day. He's been giving up to 5 minutes on calls now. I would hope that – I mean, I put a podcast up saying OG Wade reacts to Chris Simmons' quarterback list. So,
Did you really?
Well, yeah, because I thought it was a good. I thought people would be interested to hear what OG Wade
thought. He was good on it.
Oh, you know, you are creating a monster.
I know. And then he texted me, calling me a D-bag.
For what?
For the windshield wiper thing.
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry. I got a special treat for him in the text line. Oh, it's funny. Yeah,
he does not appreciate Jack's drops in the middle of his rants about Jalen.
Yeah, between him and Chuck. Chuck, I got last night by saying that Iverson was overrated, and I gave the win totals for Iverson's first 5 years and Embiid's first 5 years. He's like, what does this mean?
This is via personal text?
Yes.
After the show was over.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then I finally broke him, and he started calling me a loser.
See, you know the term taking your job home with you when it's not a good thing to take your job home with you?
This dude is doing shows with OG Wade and Chuck at home.
Via text. Keep him going. Keep
Jack's text line.
Keep him going.
Well, I'm glad you decided to take that on your own. Yeah, don't bother me with that.
Yeah.
I sent him your number. They'll be in contact with you.
All right, well, Wade, congratulations. You officially have any other disciples of OG
Wade?
Any
other disciples, yes.
Honestly, I'd rather them support him than Mad Mike. I don't need any Mad Mike disciples.
No, but there are no disciples of Mad Mike. And Mike's mad that nobody wants to be a disciple of him.
Yes.
And people actually.
Oh, he just heard about an OG Wade disciple? Oh, he's not going to be happy with that.
He's not going to be happy.
I personally am a Herb and Northeast Philly disciple. I think he makes great points.
Okay, wait till Mike says that.
Can we? Because Herb wanted to fight Mad Mike, but obviously we can't do that. But also, a lot of times you like to put him in the steel cage verbally to go back and forth. And
that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah,
I need Herb versus Inge in a steel cage match. That'd be riveting.
Inge's over.
I know.
We're still saying Inge's over.
Some calls since early March.
What a quitter, by the way.
No, but Jack, I'm worried something happened to him. Because he hasn't called at all.
All right, well, let me call him. Give me 1 second.
Are you going to call him, really?
No, he's not calling.
Why not? What else is he doing?
Go ahead.
Well, don't call him on the air.
No.
I'm going to call him off the air.
Yeah, call him off the air. Well, we would have to tell him we're calling him on the air. But I wouldn't want to call somebody not expecting a call. And
what else is he doing?
Nothing.
what is he doing?
Do you think he's actually going to answer a call from a number he doesn't know the number?
No.
Yeah, he's not. Are you kidding? Inge would never do that.
No.
Neither would I,
by the way.
I don't ever answer them.
If I don't know the call, I'm not answering.
Have Dan Wilson be his contact. Have Dan Wilson text him. Because you have to have contact with all these guys, Jack. You shouldn't have to do it with them all. I told Dan Wilson this. He should be the handler for a couple of these guys.
Yeah, Dan.
So have him be the handler of Inge to see if he can text
Speaking
Inge.
Of Dan Wilson, it's the 7-year anniversary, apparently, of him on his way to Six Flags as an 11th grader going to the bathroom on the bus.
With a bathroom or without a bathroom?
Without a bathroom.
No way. What?
As a junior in high school.
Huh?
He was on a field trip as an 11th grader.
Right.
And on the bus.
He lost control of his bowels.
He lost control.
Oh, God.
So what do you do in that? You get a wheelchair like
Paul Pierce? Paul Pierce, Paul Pierce wheelchair. Yeah, because there's no way in hell I'm getting up.
So what did he do?
I have no idea.
Just wet in his pants? And
yeah, he just wet in his pants and bought new shorts, apparently.
Oh, my God.
On the way to a field trip?
Yeah.
On the way to Great Adventure. I'm sure he had a great time that day in Great Adventure.
First of all, in the 11th grade?
Yeah, that's for, like, elementary school.
Yeah, come on, man. I understand if you're a kid and that happens in 11th grade.
Yeah, but he's not going number one. If you have diarrhea or something, and you can hold it as long as you can hold it for, right? Like, Great Adventure's in Jackson, New Jersey, so I guess it was a little bit of a trip. Like, if you have explosive diarrhea, what are you going to do?
Explosive.
What's that? Explosive.
Explosive.
West Coast. Lance in Collindale. Lance, go ahead.
You got explosive.
Oh, what's up, fellas?
You have to change of shorts is what you better do. That's what you better do.
And get the hell away from me. Lance, how are you, buddy? What's up?
How you doing, guys? Can I hear me clear?
Yeah, we got you, man. What's up?
Oh, man, I'm all right. I'm just calling in. First of all, I'm going to get this out of the way. I definitely never really thought about saying Jersey Shore or the beach or anything like that, but you do make a point. Second off, I'm going to say, I'm definitely bringing greens to my friend's barbecue tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, you bring collard greens?
Definitely bring some greens. And collards and turnips mixed.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. So what's going to be the main course of the barbecue? Some chicken, some ribs, or is this a burger hot dog?
You know, he won't let me barbecue, man. He decided he's going to do it all. It's my first time coming to his house. All right. So he said he got it all. He's going to be nice spread, though. A lot of beer, a lot of drinks, a lot of good family and friends, man.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, because Ike would definitely. Would you include burgers and hot dogs, or are you doing chicken and ribs if you're hosting
a
small
bar?
Burgers
and hot sausage guy. Not really.
No.
I got immature friends, man. You have too many hot dogs. You start calling them blizzies and everything, and it's not really. Hot sausage is really good.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, one other question. Did Brandon Graham have to call up today after a lot of people said the same thing I was saying a couple days ago? About Miles Sanders, I'm just wondering. And say that
he
all
did.
Oh, was that you that called about Miles Sanders?
That was me, yeah.
Yeah. You're the one that got Brandon to call.
Got him all riled up.
Yeah.
No, I just want to say, man, I love 95 and traffic. Sorry about that. But I love Miles Sanders, man. I really do. I just feel like every time he runs the ball, it's a good chance he's going to get hurt and be out for the rest of the season or until – two games for the playoffs. That's all I'm saying.
You know the bottom line is the dude's got to do it, right? Bottom line.
Right. So let me ask you this question. This is my question to you guys. Who out of the remaining people, right, the remaining running backs, who would you replace Howard for? Like, who would you bring Howard for and let go one of those other ones?
Jordan Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, no, there's no way I'm bringing back Jordan Howard again, man.
He's like a proud pumper. I feel like when we was down, he brought us back into it a couple times last season.
He'll be unemployed in case we need
that. Like that three or four games, he comes in.
And then he gets hurt, and he's unproductive.
Yeah.
He was surprisingly good in limited action when they needed him last year. I mean, he'll be available to sign if you need running back depth, that's for sure. He's not going to be on
the
team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably
Speaking
not.
Of running backs, how about Shady?
Yeah, and then
with Eric Bieniemy.
So if you didn't hear, Shady, who by the way wasn't happy with his role in Kansas City that year that he was there, but he said on a podcast or a radio show?
I Am Athlete podcast.
Okay, he was on a podcast and he said, "Oh, I know why Eric Bieniemy's not getting a job is because the players didn't like him."
Yeah, and what he talked about, he said that the way Eric Bieniemy talks to you, you know, players don't necessarily appreciate that or respond to it. And what it made me think about, and I know Andy's going to take up for Eric Bieniemy because he's still on his staff, but it took me back to what was being reported at the halftime of that championship game this past year when Pat Mahomes didn't throw that ball away and the clock ran out.
And Bieniemy got at him.
And Bieniemy got upset, and Pat Mahomes wasn't the same in the second half of the game. And there were some reports saying – that Bieniemy kind of stepped over the line with Pat Mahomes and how he was being critical of him and his decision-making prior to that. So I play with EB. He's a firecracker. Yes, he's one of those little dudes that has the whole little man, short man complex that he's going to always get at you. No offense, John, but yeah, he's going to get at you, EB. It's like Brian Mitchell. Like, they had the same sort of personality, so they're not afraid of confrontation. And if they need to challenge a player,
that's how they do it.
That they're going to do it.
Right. And because and they don't give a damn.
Don't give a damn who you are. Right. Because he's a former player, he definitely doesn't give a damn who you are.
And I could definitely see him getting on Shady and Shady not responding or liking it. Shady saying, listen, I'm a multiple Pro Bowl player. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm at the end of my career. And Bieniemy saying, like, I don't give a damn.
Well, you wonder, why can't Eric Bieniemy get a head coaching job? I don't know if that's the reason, but Shady is saying, well, look how he talks to players.
Yeah, I mean, there's
I don't know.
There's got to be something out there.
It's something there that won't allow him to get a head coaching job.
Yeah, there've been too many years where he was the guy, and it seems like
still doing interviews every year.
It seems like it's almost like past him to where he gets a job.
Yeah. Now maybe when this new wave of young coaches don't necessarily pan out, then he gets an opportunity. But yeah, I think he was in that window of being the next guy.
He was the guy, yeah,
and.
For
whatever reason, he didn't get hired.
All right, 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're live at the Farley Plaza. We're in the boardroom of the South Jersey Transportation Authority. As it was stormy out, we could not be outside like we normally are. Mm-hmm. But Pete is about to start his free tolls between 5 and 6 p.m. Yes. So that's coming up. Your phone calls, Galen Perkesey. You'll lead us off after a top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. Jack, I'm sure you have something good today.
Yesterday was he didn't make everybody happy yesterday.
I'm sure he didn't.
Top 5 list.
Yeah. Well, some things need to be said. All right. Is today the top 5 things you don't like about Ray Didinger, Jack?
No. Yeah. Where are you going with it today? Yeah, exactly. That's all that's left.
No, come on. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Weekend theme, top 5 at 5 with Jack. Your phone calls, Phillies at the quarterway, and everything else. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, there's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Just download the BetMGM app, place a $10 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game, and if either team hits a three-pointer, you'll win $200 in free bets. Just use code MARKS200 when you make your first bet. Sign up now, discover BetMGM's
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.